For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You may have heard on the show the last few days, there is a rumour going on online that basically is saying that horses are scared of women's breasts.
Yep. I mean, I've heard it because you're peddling it. You've peddled it every day.
Well, the thing is, there is a video that has gone completely viral, about 2.5-3 million shares of this video, lots of likes of a woman flashing her breasts to a horse and the horses go, ooh.
Yep. Now, what it's about, that it's about like humans' nipples and being threatening to predators.
A ridiculous Reddit thread came out a while ago and it just said, our local politician said that we only cover women's breasts in public because women were made with breasts to appear like giant eyes to ward off predators. And since women usually have larger ones, this can startle horses.
Yesterday we landed on, you want to flash a horse.
Look, I do. Purely for science, I would like to just see if this is real. What do you reckon?
No. Those sounds you made. You're literally bursting at the seams with a big grin on your face. You're so excited at the idea by this. We had two people call up yesterday and offer us horses.
Yeah.
So we've got some horses outside of Winch. We've got some horses at Freshwater Creek.
Fantastic.
Ready to see your peepers. And again, this is in a scientific way. This is like, the whole time we've talked about this, I've not like, Dave, are you sick freak? I'm not feeling that.
No, it's definitely, I need to make you aware and our gorgeous listeners know that this is not what that is. This is a scientific experiment.
It is.
And a chance for me to get me norks out.
Yes, I know. You're very excited. Dave-o, we had two people call up yesterday and offer us horses and paddocks.
No.
What's the latest? What have you got for us?
Baby, we've locked in a horse.
Oh, no.
His name is Digby.
No. Mr. Digby,
no. Mr. Digby.
Okay.
And he's so keen as for a visit.
Well, hopefully not too keen.
Yeah.
And again, so what do you hope? Like, now it's reality. So this was a bit of fun until 30 seconds ago. Now we've locked in an appointment to go to someone's paddock and you're going to flash their horse. Again, in the name of science and curiosity.
Of course.
Curiosity is creeping up on the split of science and curiosity.
Well, look, to be honest, obviously I don't want to startle a horse. I don't want to startle a horse.
You don't want to bolt and jump over a fence or
anything. I'd like the horse to give me a hoof up and say, well done, they look great.
How long has it been, Davo?
Since I've had male approval.
and Mr. Digby is a male horse. Yeah. Okay.
Look,
now it's reality. Well, now tomorrow morning we're going to be going to some farm.
Yes.
Now it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through how you're feeling.
Look, I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, you're embarrassed?
That's a little bit. No, there's like maybe a 10% slither of being,
all right,
there's a little bit of shame in there, but there's 90% of having a bit of fun.
How can I, and I'll have to word this really carefully, how can I help? I want to be there for you, but I can't be near you.
Well, the thing is, you've been very encouraging and very excited for this.
Don't say that.
No, we're just excited for the experiment.
I'm excited for you. I'm happy to stand minimum 20 metres away at your spine, behind a car, whatever I need to do, and I will give you the encouragement you need. Then you can, after you do it, you can come back to me clothed and tell me the experiment.
I'm going to wear a jacket for the situation, so it will be, I'll be covered.
Oh, like
covered
a flash
up, like a, yeah. Because I don't want to lift my top up, but I think if I flash like that way, like the jacket side
the
by side,
yeah.
It's going to really help you and whoever comes with us for this situation to be out of view. I just think, you know what? If you could just film and get the shot, that'd be awesome.
All right. Okay. Well, I will cover my eyes and turn the camera on. I'll do my best. I'm stoked for you.
So
I'm curious. I'm curious as well about if this is real because I love a myth bust.
Yeah.
And this is essentially what it is.
Rumor has it online that horses are startled by women's breasts and tomorrow morning you and I are heading out to Freshwater Creek to find out.
And we're going to flash a horse. All right. Well, you're going to flash a horse. I can absolutely will not be.
You can if
you
want to.
No. That's a trip to the police station. It's Tim and Davo flashing you home.
Tim and Davo. Tim, you have dunked yourself in it this week because you have really outed yourself as a biscuit-loving bro.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. So I've made a few references on the show that you vape, and you always politely say, no, that's not something I do, Tim.
Well, it's not something I do.
Yeah. Well, again, it sounds like you're lying.
I know.
You're working on trying to make it sound like the truth, but we've also started playing a game where when we tell people you actually don't vape, they're surprised.
Yeah.
So it's a fun game.
It's been really defamatory on me.
Yeah. But you've also, like, you haven't blown up at me about making these comments. The other day on the show, you you said, oh, Tim's a bit cheeky. He's had about four bickies. I went off at you more than I should have.
Yeah, it's disgraceful.
But I was more upset than you've ever been about any vaping references I've ever made.
Well,
on
the thing is you're a bicky loving brother, and you absolutely get around him. Like the other day, I tricked you. Well, I didn't trick you.
No,
I just presented you six biscuits and watched you eat them all throughout the day.
I think I had four and a half.
You were generous to give away 1.5 biscuits out of your giant cookie
because
box.
What I've realized is if you want to play this game, I'm fine to play too. If you think I love bickies, sure, I love bickies. I'll eat all your biscuits.
Mate, you're preaching to the choir here. Okay, you bloody love it.
My hands. That's an excellent song, by the way. Jim Clark's Heroes.
Yeah, you're a freak for those cookies.
I am a freak. And this thing is, instead of what you're doing is denying about vaping, I am leaning in. Yes, I love biscuits. And now we're playing a game where you're offering me biscuits because you're like, oh, Tim's too proud. He's going to say no. What have I done?
You've been eating each of them. The other night you left with one in hand and I said, oh, you're not going to take the other for the ride home, and off you did.
Yep. I was like, yeah, well, fair enough. There's two there. I'll have it. I finished them before I got to the car, I'll have you
And
know.
The joke, who is the joke on when your pants are starting to get a little tight?
Well, I got home last night, so I had a heap of those biscuits. And then my wife, I got home and I was like, hey, she was at home with our son yesterday. I was like, what did you guys do? And she's like, I baked some biscuits. And I was like, oh, good. I haven't had any of those lately. I'm a bit biscuit hungry. And, you know,
it's like having a cheeky Macca's on the way home and then getting home. Oh, I'm starving.
Yeah. And I've told my wife that there's another woman out there that's making me and giving me biscuits at the moment. She's a bit worried about the food consumption
you.
Of it. Yeah. No, not about that. Just she's like, you're eating a lot of biscuits.
A lot of sugar. A lot of sugar intake.
You sound just like Davo.
Well, look, what I want to do here is I think let's lean into this. You love your bickies. What is your favourite biscuit?
At the moment, yours, whatever that happens to be. what did you give me the other day? It was like chocolate and macadamia.
Thank you.
So that was pretty dope. I don't normally like chocolate, but that was pretty good. Nah, an Anzac biscuit goes hard. Ava from the newsroom yesterday, her mum made some biscuits, so I got one of those.
Sick. You're absolutely drowning in biscuits.
But she played the game as well. She came over and she's like, my mum made biscuits. Do you want some? And I'm like, well, yes, I do. But she wanted me to take it, so I'm taking your biscuits.
All right.
If there's biscuits on offer.
All right, you're sounding crazy.
No, this morning, Dean, the tech, he brought in some biscuits, and I got in, and they were gone, and I'm not happy. I actually picked up the Tupperware because it was, you couldn't see into it. I took off the lid, empty, threw it on the bench. You've turned me into this.
You've turned into a cookie monster, if you will.
I am a monster. I am a monster, Davo. I'm a monster for these cookies. I'm a beast. These treats.
A beast for these treats. Now, look, what I want to do right now is look for other Bicky loving brothers out there.
There's brothers out there. We're a family.
The Bicky bros. And what we want is blokes who love biscuits to give us a call and tell us your favourite.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like, you like a Monte Carlo? I want to talk to you. You like a Scotch finger?
Ooh,
oh, we're chatting.
Baby.
Can I tell you actually a chocolate dipped Scotch finger?
Yeah.
Woo!
You cheeky monkey, mate. Well, look.
I would love, if we can have biscuit chat on this show, if you're a brother, will we take sisters?
Well, we will take sisters, but we,
okay,
well, if they're in
the
their
bros.
Heart and soul, I feel like they're a Bicky bro, we'll
Bicky
take
bro.
It.
Bicky bro, 522-322-955. I believe we have Adam from Wyndham Vale. Adam, do you want to be a bro that gets in on some biscuits with me?
Tim, bro, I love a good Bicky, mate. Welcome to the club.
Yes, tell us, Adam, what Bickies are you into?
The Monte Carlos. I bloody love a good Monte Carlo. They're crunchy, they're creamy, they've got everything good about them.
Does any of us know what's that middle bit of a Monte Carlo? It's bloody
chewy
good.
Chewy and delicious.
Yeah, and like sometimes it melts a little bit. Mm-hmm. Adam, do you know what the middle bit is or do you just love it?
Honestly, it doesn't even matter, and I don't really care about it. As long as it tastes good in my mouth, it's all good.
Mate, this is definitely the kind of energy we want for Bicky loving brothers.
Yeah, I'm happy to have a brother. Anzac biscuits are great. How do you feel, Adam, about a Scotch finger? Do you like it chocolate dipped or not?
Just dipped in anything. Any Scotch finger dipped in anything? No worries.
It's really nice to hear. It's nice to hear community here.
Yes, so Davo, you've created not just a monster, but you've created a brotherhood here.
Yeah, it's
this
good.
It's nice to
Bicky
feel.
Brothers.
Yeah, I don't have a brother in real life. So, Adam, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll set up like a fortnightly Zoom where we just rate biscuits. How does that sound?
Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, hey, he's a cookie monster. Look out.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Davo, yesterday a lot of Cats fans and footy fans were a little bit worried because on the Geelong Cats social media, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube Shorts, whatever you want, whatever your dealer's choice, there was a video and it was like Danger's decision. And, you know, with Danger being a little bit older, captain of the club, things were a little bit worried.
Oh, of course. He tried to trick us into saying that he was going to be doing a bit of an announcement, be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it looked like a retirement post, and everyone held their breath. Thankfully, it's not about him finishing up at all or any injuries or anything controversial. He wanted to address something that we've been talking about for a few weeks, what his goal, sting, or song is going to be in 2026 after, if he kicks a goal.
Yeah.
Which he probably will many times at GMHBA Stadium.
Oh, the legend himself. He absolutely will. I mean, look, he previously had a bit of Danger Zone.
And that makes sense. He did say in the video, it's just, obviously, people love it, but it's time for a change.
Yeah, and I mean, with his name, you would think he'd go with something like Patrick or Dangerfield. I mean, you know, I certainly tried a few parodies to give it a crack. He didn't really receive them heaps well, I'm not going to lie. He wasn't as impressed as I thought he might have been.
No, he was impressed.
Ooh, I don't know.
He was worried about the red tape. He said it couldn't be an original song of just you singing Patricky, 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 Patricky over and over
again.
It's
a shame. It's a shame. It's a missed opportunity, but he has announced.
Yes.
What his song's going to be. And it's a bit of tub thumping, Chumbawamba.
Doesn't, from what I can tell. Now, I'm no, you know, journalist. I'm not a person that works in musical history. No reference to Danger, Field, Patrick or Pat in any of those moments.
No, I mean, and like I said, with a surname Dangerfield, you would have thought you would have gone with something like Dangerfields of Gold, you know, something like, you know, something a little bit more, you know, towards him. But I'm looking at the lyrics now, and it really, other than, I mean, Danny Boy, if his name was Danny.
Danger Boy? I don't know. I tell you what, there were a lot of people that were genuinely worried he was going to announce his retirement. There were a few other suggestions he said he really liked. He really wanted the Venga bus.
Mm.
Like the Venga Boys are coming.
Yeah, that's fun.
But again, like if you, especially if you know about all this, the coach of the Cats, Chris Scott,
hates
fun. Hates children smiling. Hates the beautiful laughter and dancing of the youth of Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Hates the crowd getting around a goal sting.
God forbid people get up and about and dance to a tune after Shannon Neal kicks his third goal and everyone's been up singing Tequila, Tequila, Tequila.
Now, look, I'm not going to lie. I like this song. I actually really like this song. It's a classic. It's a footy
Chumbawamba
classic.
Chumbawamba Tub Thumping. It's fun to say as well, just the name of it.
It feels a bit predictable.
It was very popular. I was keeping an eye on his social media, and it was at the top of the poll the whole way. It even overtook Danger Zone. Like, it took over the one that everyone's like, this makes sense for
him. Wow, okay. Maybe, what do you think about it? How do you feel about it?
Look, when he was talking about the options that it wasn't, and he said the Venga Bus, I was like, that would have got people up and moving. Don't get, again, like, well, here's a bit of tub thumping. And it's going to start there. What message is it sending?
Oh, you're resilient. You're bloody up and about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do any of the players ever whip out some Creed?
Oh, a bit of Higher or something like that, My Sacrifice. Oh. No Creed suggestions from what I could see. Or Nickelback.
Mm.
So do they even want to win? Do they want to kick goals? Because if I had Nickelback or Creed as my goal song and I was an AFL player, I would be going, boys, I'm going to kick 10 today, and we're going to listen to Photograph on and on for the next 2.5 hours.
Kicks a goal, and it's I Like Your Pants Around Your Feet.
Exactly.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.